You ever thought back to your college days? Maybe not if you're still in college, but for those of us that have been out of college for nearly 20 years, I look back on those lazy days of college fondly. Wake up about the crack of noon, maybe go to your afternoon class, hang out with your buddies the rest of the afternoon, and maybe, just maybe, study for tomorrow's test tonight. That schedule might be just fine for someone who wants to talk on the radio for a living, but for a football player, especially one that wants to claim a conference title, a lot more work is involved. Monday afternoon meetings, Tuesday weightlifting and practice, Wednesday afternoon calls for more meetings and more practice, Thursday one final pregame practice, but only after more weightlifting and a session with the media, Friday a final walkthrough to fine-tune the game plan for Saturday's game. Sounds like more work than most of us have during our 9-to-5 jobs. For this Beaver football team, their weekly to-do list includes winning that Saturday's game, trying to claim the NSIC North title. In their way, the third-ranked Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs. Last week, BSU jumped into Lake Bemidji, thanks in part to their defense.
They're just playing great. They're getting pressure on the quarterback. They're stopping the run. They chucked up a bunch of, tried to make their big plays. They didn't make them. They got their playmakers didn't make the big plays out wide. We did a few times, but yeah, they're just getting pressure. They're stopping the run. They're getting them one-dimensional, and they're just playing great right now.
And in part to Brady Schmidt in the offense.
Twins on the near side, Niskoyak and Schmidt. Holder and Ziegler on the far side. A pass wide open. Brady Schmidt. Touchdown, Bemidji State. All by himself on the near sideline. Walked and set the ball down.
Well, clearly broken coverage there as Brady Schmidt wide open.
Trips to the near side. Shields by himself in the backfield under pressure, steps up, launches over the middle, complete to Schmidt at the 20, makes a man miss, 10-5, and that is a Beaver touchdown. Scan the field for flags. There are no flags. That one will count. 23-3 with 10-13 left to play in the third quarter.
A 43-yard touchdown strike, and Schmidt was wide open in the middle. Good job by Shields to let him break free of the linebacker that was trailing him, and then it was all Brady Schmidt after that.
In week four, at 0-3, BSU played host to Minnesota State Mankato. They lost that game, but Colton Blazek says they learned a lot from that game, too.
Yeah, it does. I mean, they're similar teams. They like to pound it and run the ball, and I think that's our strength. We're pretty physical defense, well, we'd like to think. So I think we match up well against them.
A North Division championship still in the Beavers' grasp. And a win today in Duluth will go a long way to claiming that title. The Panusa pregame show is next on the Beaver Radio Network.